Welcome to our Wednesday morning prayer service. For those of you who are joining us via Facebook Live, you can log into Zoom, the link that I've provided there. I'd also like to invite you, if you are in this moment, to go and grab a candle, if you can find one nearby. As we begin this service, we do so by lighting the Christ candle, as this is a time of worship, and so we acknowledge the light that is present with us at all times. So let us light our candle as we move forward in prayer. As we greet this day, we greet the light of Christ that lives within each of us. It is with us after the sun goes down, and it is with us through the night. It is with us through the good and the bad, is with us now as we greet this light. We light this candle as a symbol of that light that lives in us, that light that guides us from the very beginning of the end of our days. Guide us, O Christ, we pray. Amen. We begin by turning to Psalm 118, and I'm going to invite you to join in responsively if you like, or to just listen to the words that I will be reading, all of them as they appear on the screen. Let's hear the word of God. Save us, we beseech you, O Lord. O Lord, we beseech you, give us success. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has given us light. Bind the festal procession with branches up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. As we hear these words, let us reflect on them as we bathe ourselves in music and the Spirit. As we reflect on the word, we also reflect on ourselves. Let us turn now to God and offer up those times where we have failed to follow as closely as we would have liked, or as we might have said that we would. Those times where we have stumbled in our efforts to serve one another as we strive to serve God. Let us offer up our prayer of confession together. Holy God, you call us together to reflect on your word and our life in your world. So often in our lives, we go about our day without a thought of you. Forgive us when we forget to include you in the new creation that is this day. Help us to see the path that you have placed at our feet this day. Give us the courage to walk in your way. Be with us now as we pray together, as we discover your word together, that we may hear your voice and understand your way. This we pray through Christ, our constant companion. Amen. Each day we are born anew in God's creation. Each day we are born again from the love of God's own heart. Each day we are given the opportunity to walk in a new way. Thanks be to God for such a love as this. We turn now to the Gospel of Mark. Gospel of Mark, chapter 11, verses 1 to 11. When they were approaching Jerusalem, at Bethphage and Bethany, near the Mount of Olives, he sent out two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it,' and will send it back here immediately." They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, "What are you doing?" Untying the colt. They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Then he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. As we approach Palm Sunday, I want to invite us now into a moment of silent reflection as we reflect on these words of the entry of Christ into not just Jerusalem, but our very lives. Let us take a moment as we reflect and pray. We come together on this gray morning seeking your radiant light, O God. For those of us who are weighed down by our worries and our wonderings, shine on us and ease our hearts and minds. For those of us who are still smiling in the midst of all the anxiety and uncertainty, shine on us so that we may shine ever brighter. We breathe deep of your Holy Spirit this day, O God, and ask that you hear our prayers. We begin with our worries for others and for this world. We pray for the leaders of all nations, the ones who set the tone for how we are to respond to this pandemic. We pray for those leaders who are ignoring the issue, risking the lives of their people. Give them wisdom, O God, to put care of the people ahead of getting back to business as usual. Closer to home, we pray for those who feel disconnected as we continue to be distant from one another. Guide us to find ways to connect and deepen our relationships with one another, even as we are separated by space. We pray for those who feel lost as the shape of their lives changes from day to day, like shifting sand beneath their feet. Encourage us to support one another in this time. We pray for those who are in hospital or in care homes, or with family in hospital or care homes. There is limited access for family members, and in some cases, no access. And so, O God, we pray that you be with those who are lonely and worried. We pray that you be with those who are walking hard roads, some that lead to relief, and others that lead to your embrace. We pray that you give each of us, as we walk these roads of loneliness, your strength and your presence. We also pray for all those who are struggling silently, who say that they are fine but are inwardly breaking. Give them a portion of your peace. May we be a people that cares deeply for each other as we walk this road alone, but together. Despite all that weighs us down, there is so much, O God, that we are thankful for, that lifts us up in this time. And so we give thanks for all who give of their time to keep us connected as a community. We give thanks for the many volunteers making weekly phone calls. We give thanks for our office manager, Eric, who has been the hub of information through this time. We give thanks for doctors, for nurses, for support staff and emergency workers, as well as those unsung but essential people who keep us moving in this time. We pray for cashiers, for drive-through attendants, for store shelf stockers. We give thanks for these and for all those on the front lines of this pandemic. We also give thanks for teachers and professors who continue to reach out and to mold the lives of their students, even through this time. We give thanks for the ways in which we are able to connect to one another. Even though it is virtually, we find that our relationships are strengthened when we are able to hear one another's voice, when we are able to see one another's face. We also pray for ourselves in this time. We pray for strength when we're weak. We pray for guidance when we're lost. We pray for hope when everyone around us seems to be filled with despair. But most of all, O God, as we greet you this morning, we pray for your light to shine in our lives, to scatter the darkness that seems so often to surround us. Lastly, we offer up those prayers of our hearts, prayers that long to find voice but cannot find word. Hear them as we offer them in the silence of this moment. These are the prayers of your people, prayers spoken and unspoken, and we lift them up to you in the prayers taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I invite us now to put out our candles and offer the prayer for guidance together. The light of a candle is fleeting, but your light, O God, Christ, shines on. Guide us from this moment through all our moments. Guide us from this day through all our days. This we pray in your name, O Christ, light in our lives. Amen. So go. With the love of God in your hearts, the peace of Christ in your hands, and the power of the Holy Spirit at your backs to share the good news that you have heard this day. Amen.